Hello, my name is Josh McCarthy, and I want to welcome you to this edition of Hard Worka on the PTJG Broadcast Network. This show is dedicated to you, the workforce of today and tomorrow. Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to some of the nation's most innovative companies, and he explores the career journeys behind some of the country's most influential individuals. And this is all done with an honest and oh-so-entertaining filter that is unique to Pete the Job Guy Langlois. Take it away, Pete. Do the
hustle. Hello, all you hard workers. You did it. You just made a great decision, and that is listening to Hard Worka with Pete the Job Guy. As you heard Josh say, as he says in the intro each and every time, this show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. When we talk about the workforce, guys, that's you. That's your friends. That's your family, your neighbors, nieces, aunts, uncles, cousins. We're all intertwined in the workforce one way, shape, or form. And this show helps you. I give you tips and information that'll help you to be more effective and productive in your lives and in your careers. So listen up. If you're old school like me, grab a pen and a piece of paper and take some notes during the show. And those notes that you take are going to be what you do differently as a result of listening to the show, because it's chock full of information. And, you know, if you're a regular listener to the show, you know that I also have some really exciting guests, guests that come on, tell us about themselves, their career journeys, and some of the wonderful businesses they represent. And guys, today is no different. I have a wonderful guest that I'm really proud to introduce you to in just a couple of minutes. But as you know, I like to do my little monologue up front, and I'm gonna do that in just a second. Again, if you're new to the show, you know, I also have a segment, Coach Larry O'Brien. Larry O'Brien gives us a leadership lesson each week. It's about 5 minutes long. And again, great information that will help you if you're an aspiring leader or you're already functioning as a manager, a supervisor, where you manage people. And Larry's information helps managers to be effective leaders. And there's a big difference between the two. Also have a segment of the show where Boston Danny gives us his Boston update. And that's done for my edification. It's done because it makes me laugh. And that's where I'm from, Massachusetts. But Boston Danny likes to brag about his sports teams. He likes to tell us about his grandson, Desmond, the weather up in Boston. And one key thing he also does is gives a shout out. So if you have a birthday, an anniversary, or maybe somebody in your life accomplished something special and you'd just like to acknowledge them, send me an email. My email address is pete@petethejobguy.com. You send me that email and I'll make sure I get it in Boston Danny's hands, and he will give your friend or family member a shout out, a wicked pissa shout out like only Boston Danny can. All right. Now, today, here's my little monologue. I'm going to tell you, a lot of people find themselves in a job search. And I tell you, the best time to begin a job search is when you have made the decision with your current employer that you're going to move on. Maybe you need a better career track, more money, better benefits. You want to shorten your commute, or perhaps nowadays you're looking to telecommute or work from home. And your present employer doesn't offer you the career path or, you know, one of those things I mentioned that you're looking for. So the time to begin the search is when you're actually employed. And I'm not talking about wasting time at work and, you know, ducking out and getting in a corner and, you know, doing all these interviews. You have to be responsible. You want to leave a good taste in your present employer's mouth. But the time to begin is a little bit early. You know, we call it the catbird seat, where you're not unemployed and a little bit more desperate, and people are likely to take whatever comes up when you really, really need a job and need to put food on the table. But when you've made the decision to look, a lot of people reach out to a recruiter or they begin a job search. But what I'm going to tell you right here, guys, is you have to be very careful. If you go with a recruiting agency, really vet them and make sure the recruiter that you deal with has your best interests at heart, okay? And what that means is confidentiality is key. When you are in a job search and you're presently employed, if you begin a relationship with a recruiter, what if that recruiter blasts your resume all over town, even sends it to your present employer, which I've seen before, okay? Or they go ahead and check references with your present boss. Your boss gets a call and says, hey, I was calling to do a reference on Pete. Oh, really? Pete's sitting right here. Is he going somewhere? I didn't know about it. This happens, folks. Confidentiality is key. So be careful if you work with an agency, who you get in bed with, okay? And you have to make sure that they have your best interests at heart. You have to make sure that if you're going to get presented to a company, you approve that first. Your resume isn't getting blasted around like wallpaper all over the place. I've seen it happen. Okay, confidentiality is key, especially when you value the job that you have. Unless you could go for, you know, a 2, 3, 4 months, maybe with a gap in employment, pay all your bills, put food on the table because you've just been printing money for years. Maybe that's you. I don't know. It ain't me. But I'm going to tell you, be careful and be confidential and control your search. That's the smart way to do it. Guys, I told you I got a great guest today, and my guest today, and I'm really happy because I've been pinging this guy and chasing him for a while, but it's Jeremy Michaud. And I want to tell you who Jeremy is and what he's about, and a great business and product that he's put together that when I say this is something that is kind of a game changer in the industry, I know what I'm talking about because I've been doing it for 147 years because I'm old. All right. But Jeremy Michaud, he's a local Jacksonville resident. He's the founder of SideSearch, www.sidesearch.com. SideSearch is a candidate-driven employment platform supporting risk-averse anonymous candidates who are seeking their next career opportunity. SideSearch currently supports 4 skill functions: HR, talent acquisition, business development, IT, and accounting and finance professionals. There are no glossy resumes or applicant tracking systems on SideSearch, and you won't find any job postings there. The slogan says it all: off the record, on the market. When he's not working at SideSearch, Jeremy enjoys golfing, eating seafood at some of the local Jack's restaurants, and we'll talk about which ones he thinks are the best, and going to the beach with his wife and 2 kids. Jeremy Michaud, welcome to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
Thanks, Pete. Thank you for having me. How's it going?
Good, good. Hey, listen, I'm always overly caffeinated. You know, I'm bouncing off the walls like I always am.
No way.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I want to learn about you and kind of what's got you to put together this wonderful, wonderful product.
Sure. So I haven't quite been in the recruitment business 147 years, a little bit behind you, but I have been the past 15. And you do learn a lot. And a lot of your points earlier were very well taken. So where did SideSearch come from? So it was born out of maybe paranoia, a little bit of anxiety, a little bit of elbow grease, but as I was looking to depart in the past, as imagine most folks have, their current employer, I thought to myself, well, I've got a nice network. It should be relatively easy to secure the employment. And as I went to pull that lever and go ahead and effectively announce that I'm looking, I realized that I can't. To your point earlier, the confidentiality, the anonymity, not wanting my current employer to find out, and really an aha moment, a light bulb went off and said, there needs to be something for folks like myself and others listening to the show that they have an outlet. There's a snorkel effectively to come up for air and seek their next opportunity without risk of retaliation, if you will, from their current network, from their current employer, et cetera. So that's where SideSearch was born, and we're very proud of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what's the overreaching goal? What like we talk about anonymity and, mm-hmm. you know, if you could just kind of encapsulate it, what is the goal of SideSearch?
Sure. So here's the deal. You know, candidates, as you know, being in recruitment are a commodity. They are. I mean, regardless of how good the economy is, et cetera, professional candidates are tough to find. Right. And that's probably what keeps agencies in business.
Well,
right?
let me comment on that just a sec, because it's kind of funny. My product is people. In essence, I'm a salesperson, and I have to understand the features and benefits of my commodity, you know, to a certain extent, to my product. And I sell that to the appropriate folks.
And so So here's the deal. You know, the overarching goal is you hit it on the head when you did the introduction, is we are a candidate-driven platform. Employers have all the power. They do. We are trying to take a little bit of that power and place it into the candidate's hand, okay, by providing them privacy, by allowing them to freely search for their new opportunity and lower that risk bar just a little bit. And so if we can bring the faction of candidates that would like to look but can't, if we can bring and give them an outlet, that is the goal of Side Search. Again, and it is to take a little bit of the power, give it to the candidate. We need the candidates, let's just be honest. And if we can make it an even further two-way street as it should be, that's the goal of Side Search. That's the overarching goal.
And I think it's a wonderful goal because, like I said, I've had so many war stories where people's mm-hmm. anonymity is compromised mm-hmm. or their confidentiality is compromised. And mm-hmm. as a result, their job is either eliminated or compromised as well. So mm-hmm. I've seen it happen. You know, when you and I were originally talking and you were sharing it, there was kind of a, you described it in two ways. If you don't mind, I'm going to share that. We're kind of like a Ashley Madison meets The Voice. Yeah. And you know, talk about that a little bit. Cause you know.
Yeah. No, I said it, but you reset it, Pete. So I don't know if it's on me or on you, but no. So it is kind of, you know, and we are not, we do not have any affiliation with Ashley Madison. It's up to you. If you'd like to check out their website, we don't promote it. We don't, whatever, taste your own. But the voice part, we'll focus on that. The Ashley Madison part's a little self-explanatory, but you know, Side Search, and we'll probably get into it in just a second, but we want the candidates on Side Search to be measured by their skill set, okay? There are a lot of inherent bias, and I'm not going to go into politics and that sort of thing, but there are. In job searching, there are inherent bias. There are. And the voice piece of it is, if you've ever watched The Voice, all the judges have their chairs turned around, and they just listen to the voice. And basically, they're making their decision to proceed based on that individual skill set. And so Side Search effectively wants you to turn your chair around by viewing what's measurable, right? We want to take as best we can, make the recruitment process more quantitative and measurable based on skills, which is what it should be. And so that's why it comes into play. So that's very poignant. I mean, Ashton Madison meets The Voice. That's what we are. Again, not condoning.
Right.
You know, you can watch the show, you can go to the website, whatever you want to do, but that's a great great analogy.
Yeah, we'll create some distance between that website, but we'll say it's discretion meets an unfiltered decision based on skill set and experience, not mm-hmm. Some of the intangibles that create biases. So I love that. So
absolutely.
If there are no resumes in here, how do potential companies measure a candidate?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's a great question. And resumes they're not fun. Like, who likes building a resume? You know, when I like playing golf, eating good food, resume is not my weekend thing to do like fun. And I'm sure you've spoken with hundreds and thousands of candidates as I have. And anytime you say, okay, the job looks great, I need a resume. And just this big sigh comes out because resumes stink. They're lame, they're outdated. There's no consistent format. You're judged by your resume writing, and you may be a software developer.
And you and I both know some of the best candidates have the worst resumes.
Correct.
And vice versa. And also, the whole idea behind a resume is to, you know, present your experience in a package that someone's going to want to unwrap. So
yep.
to me, you know, people are perfect twice in life, right? When they're born.
Correct.
And when they write a resume, you know, so resumes are not the best gauge for talent.
Correct.
So I'll exactly stand right. down and be quiet a little bit, but go ahead, talk a little bit.
No, I completely agree. So what we've done is we've essentially reverse engineered a resume. And what we've come up with is what's called a confidential employment profile. So your question was, how do you measure without resumes? Candidates will build their profile. The profile really tries to hone in on measurable things such as their skill set, the industries that they're involved with, the number of years of experience, core accomplishments, and it really does level the playing field. So if you're not a good writer And why do you need to be if you're developing software? I guess maybe you do, but you're not going to be, again, measured by the qualitative product of an arbitrary resume. Again, we've created a nice, clean profile for you to go through step by step. Takes 5 to 7 minutes probably, and it really captures a lot of the things that the employers should be measuring you on anyway. And so the candidates can't even upload their resume. Resume isn't even part of the equation with SideSearch. We don't want to deal with it, to be honest with you. So they build a profile and they get measured by that.
Well, you know, and what's great about SideSearch is it's developed by an industry expert that clearly guides you to build this profile. It's not something arbitrary that you pull down off of Google that's, you know, hey, resume builder, and let's put this together. It's done by an expert. Oh, wait, that music, Jeremy, tells us we have to take a break and listen to a message from our show sponsor. Guys, you're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on the all-new PTJG Broadcast Network.
What's up, Jacksonville? Angie here, president of Angie Staffing. If you're finding it harder and harder to find the right candidates, or your ads are letting you down, call me, Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. I have over 20 years of experience right here in Jacksonville. I can help with anything, accounting, finance, legal, even that one position that's impossible to fill. Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. We're bringing back the hustle.
Welcome back, hard workers. You know, today I'm with Jeremy Michaud. And Jeremy, I want to ask you, okay, so there's no resumes, there's no job postings. Where does SideSearch fit in and within this life cycle of the recruitment process?
Oh boy, everyone's freaking out. No resumes, no job postings. What are we doing here? We've been looking for jobs for 500 years. You have to have job postings. So here's the deal. You know, we're at the top of the funnel. Okay. And what I mean by that is, you know, SideSearch, and if you go to our website, you'll see our logo is two conversation bubbles. That's very intentional. We're here to match a candidate with a company and get a conversation going. Okay. That really is it, right? We've got a lot of stuff wrapped around that, but at its core, we would like this to be an entry point of getting a conversation going, which is why that's our logo. And so as companies reach out to candidates and candidates respond, it's really kind of up to them where they take it. You know, if obviously the goal is to get hired and find your perfect career opportunity, but you know, if you don't, that's fine too, right? And given the candidate some more power in the process, and they can choose whether to take it forward. So really top of the funnel, that initial conversation, where it goes from there, really up to the two parties.
Got it. So now I'm a listener. Okay. I'm going to project myself on the audience right now. I'm a listener and I'm thinking, you know, I'm in a confidential search and I might want to see what's out there. You know, how do I get started? And also from the prospective employer side, you know, how do I view some candidates or kind of get involved? And is this going to take $3,000, you know, just to look at it? What does that look like?
Sure. Yeah. So to get started, you can just go to www.sidesearch.com. It is free for both candidates and companies. At this free.
Wait a second. Did I just say free? Okay. Okay.
It is absolutely free. Yep. It's absolutely free. And don't worry. It's not one of those things where we take your credit card and we're going to charge you in the future. It's literally free right now. I'll say right now. Okay. I'm not going to go any further into what right now means, but it's free. And so for candidates, they can go to sidesearch.com, sign up. You'll be prompted to build your confidential employment profile. You're off to the races. Should take plus or minus 10 minutes, however long you want it to take. On the company or employer side, again, it is free. You go sign up, create a profile, and very, very similarly to other searches maybe you've looked at, we have a search bar where you can seek the talent by keyword or by industry, et cetera, and then go ahead and begin your discussion right there in the platform. Now, candidates should know, in an effort to conceal their anonymity and their contact information, we do not collect their name. We don't collect anything really at all except for your email address, and that is strictly for purposes of doing things like resetting password and making you aware you've received a message in the platform. All of the messaging is native to the platform, similar to LinkedIn or any of the others. And so go there and set up a profile, and also follow us on Twitter. We do have an active Twitter account where we post various blog topics, and all sorts of things like that. So go to the site, go to Twitter, and I think you really like it.
Sidesearch.com. I love this, Jeremy. Okay, I got to ask you this question, and then I'm going to let you out of the hot seat and get you on your way here. But, Jeremy, if you could get in a time machine, all right, and maybe go back and meet with a younger version of yourself, maybe 19, 20-year-old Jeremy, and you walk right up to yourself, you put your hand on your own shoulder, young Jeremy, and you say to him, Jeremy, I want to give you this bit of advice. What does that look like?
Wow. Oh, that is a great question. Think long and hard about going into recruitment. That'd probably be it. Look out for yourself. Have fun. And don't take things too seriously. Everything's serious. Don't take it too seriously. That's how we created Side Search. Don't take it so seriously that your employer, well, you should take it seriously that your employer is going to find out, but we want to give you some more power in that. But yeah, that's what I would say. Have fun, try your hardest, and don't take life too seriously.
Excellent advice. Guys, I want to make sure everybody goes to sidesearch.com. It was so great to have Jeremy Michaud as my guest today. Jeremy, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it. Anytime.
All right, this next part of the show, my doggone dear friends, is where we get our leadership lesson from Coach Larry each week. Larry helps managers to become effective leaders. This is where I say it every week, just take good notes, because Larry is going to give you some information that'll help you to be a better leader and a better person, frankly, in life. With no further ado, let's get this week's leadership lesson from Coach Larry.
A few years back, I was working with a tech firm in San Francisco to deliver diversity and inclusion training. This company was known for having a very strong corporate culture. This was the place that everyone wanted to be. As a matter of fact, people were leaving the Google and the Facebook to work here. They had corporate values like be a closer, be a champion, super jacked up, and the like. People who worked there were motivated, and they were the best programmers in the business. They worked long hours. They had breakfast, lunch, and dinner catered to them from the best chefs. Their quarterly meetings were legendary. They had parties that were like raves. Not that I've been to a rave or know what one's like. I don't even know if they still use the word rave, to be honest. I remember delivering one of the training sessions where we were talking about microaggressions. The example that was shared was that a couple of project team members called the female project leader the B word. That was their example of a microaggression. That's macro. That's sexist and rude, to say the least. But in the exercise, we discussed how to intervene if you heard such a thing and why that behavior was inappropriate. As we are about to move on, one of the participants asked, okay, I get it. We shouldn't call our female coworkers the B word, but what if she's a vendor? Is that okay? I've been facilitating for 20 years plus. I know when people are pulling my leg. I looked around the room and everyone was dead serious. Are you serious? I asked. Yes, he was serious. And apparently the other participants wanted to know the answer as well. What was it about the culture that made perfectly decent human beings, raised by moms, I'm assuming, which is dangerous, ask if it is okay to use that word with a vendor but not a coworker? It had to do with their culture. So how do you know if your culture is biased? First of all, look at your website. Look at the About the Team tab. Look at the graphics. Do you see diversity there? Do people all look the same? Look at who you are hiring. Who is the company attracting? Who is applying? Next, look at who gets the interviews and who gets the job. Is it the usual suspects? If they are, then your talent acquisition process just might be biased. What about promotions? Who gets promoted? Who's been doing the same role for 5 years without a change? Do you notice anything there? What about the leadership team? What is the mix of genders? Do you see people of color? And to what extent do you see them? Do you see women in those roles? What about performance? What do you measure? How is it measured? Does it give some people advantages and others not? Do people with spouses at home with an Ivy League education who drive their own cars have an advantage over those who don't? And who gets the hot jobs? Who gets the projects, the high visibility projects? Finally, who is leaving? What is the tenure of people of color versus others? Do people of color stay there? Do women stay there? And why do they leave? Debiasing your culture requires a systemic look at your policies and processes up and down the talent management cycle, from talent acquisition, onboarding, training, assessing performance, promoting, paying, and exiting. If you don't take a comprehensive approach, you may improve your representation of people of color and women for a while, but it will be short-lived. Reach out to me at www.mendozaandobrien.com if you want to take the first step.
All right, guys, that was another gem from Coach Larry. Coach Larry is Larry O'Brien. You can just go to mendozaandobrien.com to find Larry. I highly recommend you engage him. He delivers his programs in both English and in Spanish. You can also go to LinkedIn and look up Larry O'Brien. It's that easy. You just connect with him. You'll be the better for it. Next part of the show is where we get our Boston update from Boston Danny. Boston Danny is awesome. I've been friends with him for over 35 years. We went and enlisted into the Navy together all that time ago. But he gives us a Boston update. He also gives us shout outs. So if you have a friend, a family member, someone in your life that's accomplished something special, send me an email, pete@petethejobguy.com. I'll give it to Boston Danny, and he will give your friend or family member a wicked piss of shout out like only Boston Danny can. With no further ado, let's get this week's Boston update from Boston Danny.
Hello, Jacksonville. Danny here with your Northern update. Well, it's great to be back talking to you folks. It's been a hard winter. We got it going on again here, even though last Thursday night, up in the high elevations, we got 6 inches of snow. Nice rainstorm, about an inch of snow here, but enough about the weather here. It's starting to get really nice and beautiful, so that's all. You'll hear enough of it as it comes up. Spring is sprung, as we like to say around here. I hope you people are doing fine down in Jacksonville, getting yourselves your COVID vaccine. I'm all COVID-ed up, good to go. Cheryl and I have been loosening up, getting out to some restaurants. They, with all the restrictions, they did a nice thing. They brought all the outdoor dining, which is not a common thing in Boston, but now they got all the streets blocked off and Jersey barriers up so that they have extra seating in front of all some of the nicer restaurants up in downtown Boston. So it's gonna be fun this year. Another big thing is a lot of the bike lanes got expanded. So when people do end up going back to work, they're gonna see a lot of changes they're not used to. But things are getting better. We're happy up here. The Red Sox are playing really well. They got off to a shaky start, but now we're cruising right along. The Celtics are picking up steam. I'm not so happy with my Boston Bruins, but what are you going to do? And hopefully Tampa Bay will pick up Edelman. And, as they say, they'll get the band back together down there. They'll do some damage. But, New England's still a contender. Don't forget us, guys. We're always in there for you. It's all fun, though. It's just a game. Just something to keep us talking and doing. So it's great to have Pete here. I really miss Larry. Larry's been a great help. I hope you guys find him as great as I do. He's just a font of information that's just so great. So we're back to our shout outs, folks. Bring them in to me. We'll get some interesting things going along here. Get your birthdays out there, your anniversaries, whatever you want me to butcher up here with my famous Boston accent. Hope you guys are enjoying it. But I want to wish a wicked happy birthday. Remember, it's your day. Do something nice if nobody else is gonna. So, wicked happy birthday to Neil Saunders. John, the Big Show Showalter. We got some of them up in this neck of the woods. Jill Gardere. Hope I got that one right. And Greg Young. So, enjoy yourselves. It's all for you. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters down in Jacksonville, remember our first responders. The nurses and stuff, they're still working hard. This thing is still an issue. So get everybody together and do the right things. Remember our military always. Peter, remember him. Great to have you back, folks. I hope you're enjoying him. Peter's doing wonderful things out there. You need a job, give him a call. He'll hook you up with the right people to pay you the right money, what you're worth. Always, always looking for hard workers to put back into the workforce. All right? Take it easy, folks. I'll talk to you next week.
Well, guys, you did it. You just listened to another episode of Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. My guest today was Jeremy Michaud, and he is the founder of SideSearch.com. I highly recommend all you job seekers and you prospective employers that might be looking for talent, go to SideSearch.com. It's absolutely free, and get yourself started. All right, guys. I can't wait to see you or at least talk to you and introduce my next guest on the next show. And we'll be doing that real soon. You just listened to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on the all-new PTJG Broadcast Network.